the Budget Simplified, and Insight 18 Special for Money Control.
Bridging the deficit.
Have you ever thought of how the government makes ends meet? If this was a Hindi film from the 1950s and the family found itself in a tight situation, you know what Nirupa Roy would do? She would take the kangan that was the family heirloom and beg Pran, the moneylender, to save her family from destruction. Pran would then proceed to be super mean to her, and looking from a corner would be a young boy who seethes in rage quietly and grits his teeth. And the next frame cuts to Nirupa Roy crying. And the next frame then cuts to even more seething young boy, and there's music. And the next frame is Amitabh Bachchan in bell bottoms doing some more seething. But the point is, that's how Miss Roy bridged the deficit. How does the government do the same? Money Control will tell you how, and we won't even be mean or anything.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Market loans. The government raises loans from the markets by bonds, and the RBI then auctions these bonds on the government's behalf. And financial institutions and banks mostly buy these bonds. Simple enough? Next. Treasury bills. No, this has nothing to do with Buffalo Bill or Bill Clinton or the rhinoceros hornbill. Have you seen that thing? Quite a crazy looking bird, man. But yeah, treasury bills are not. For temporary cash flow, the government issues short-term treasury bills or bonds. And these bonds have a maturity of 364, 182 or 91 days. Small savings. The government, let's call her Nirupa Roy for this installment, also borrows money from individuals through saving schemes, post office saving schemes, national savings certificates, public provident funds, etc. are some examples of such small savings. These are pooled under the National Small Savings Fund or the NSSF. And it could also be temporarily used for bridging the deficit.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
And lastly, let's address the term that we hear so often and know so little about: fiscal deficit. First, I thought that was physical deficit, and immediately I thought of my friend Rakesh. He has a lot of physical deficit, while I, on the other hand, have a lot of physical surplus. And then someone told me that it was fiscal, and even that kind of applied to my friend. What I mean to say is that Rakesh is very thin and very poor and has great physical as well as fiscal deficit. Considering I have neither physical nor fiscal deficit, Rakesh ends up borrowing money from me all the time. So now in this story, I guess I'm Pran and Rakesh is Nirupa Roy. How did that happen? Wait, it's a weird image, but let's roll with it. The fiscal deficit is a measure of how much Nirupa, Rakesh, government borrows annually. The government has set a fiscal deficit target of 3.2% of the GDP for the year 2017-18 and 3% for the next fiscal year. So if Rakesh comes around asking for more than 3.2% of his annual income, all I gotta say, it ain't going to happen.
The Budget Simplified, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.